Big good morning to you all. We are at Wednesday, April 11, 2018. Hello, the first show of Morning Glory.
It's our first time. Hello. Hello, Joyce.
Morning.
It's Wednesday morning.
It's Wednesday morning. The sun's not even up, guys.
Not even close.
Are you guys up?
I am up. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. Someone find me a silver spoon. I got to tap it.
This is really exciting. You are here with Maddie, Ben and Gabe. This is our first show for breakfast.
I'm very excited. Are you? You're excited?
I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
I can't hide it.
How are you guys?
Pretty good, considering the time of the morning. I'm not used to being up this early, but I like it.
I feel like you're all looking pretty well at this time of the day.
We're a fairly sexy bunch to wake up to, I think.
I'm glad it's not TV, but you know. You guys are fine. Me, not so much, but we're getting there.
Oh, Gabe, you'd be a Channel 9 special. It's fine.
I woke up this morning. I had no time to wash my hair. I've used more dry shampoo than anyone has ever used in their life.
Well, that's all right.
Looks all right.
I've plumped my cheeks up, done my fillables for the day.
You've chiseled that jaw. You're kind of like a this way sign. You were just looking at Gabe across the thing and all I could see is just all this jaw for days. Yeah. You're kind of like the on-ramp to the Spirit of Tasmania.
My jaws has entered the studio. My actual whole body will enter in about 5 minutes' time.
You're still signing in, but your jaw's here.
Do you have to buy an extra ticket for your jaw on the tram?
An extra membership pass, maybe, to work at Joy. Joy.
First times, guys. It's our first time. Well, kind of not our first time. We had a little bit of a trial run in your afternoon shift, but...
We did.
You know, everyone has a little trial run before their first time, I think, so...
Right, you got to warm up to it a little bit.
You do.
And, you know, just for a little bit of a refresher for people, I was telling people before that I used to do More Music Mondays on Drive. Maddie, you do Urban Dreaming.
Urban Dreaming on a Tuesday night,
Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. At 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. Tune in then.
And you also did some morning breakfast as
well. Yeah, I did. Previously. I had a little crush test. It was summer brekkie with Maddie and Pipes on a Thursday morning. That was so much fun. This is also fun.
It's heaps fun.
Yeah.
You're not having fun?
No, I'm having a great time. Can you hear
it? Till the fifth coffee kicks in.
And I nearly am up to the fifth coffee.
Gabe, this literally is, I feel like, your first time, kind of, but you've been on Joy a few times, haven't
I have.
You?
Yeah, I've been on Joy a few times. I did a couple of interviews in the last couple of years and, yeah, I've came in on your show before, so that was fun. But, yeah, first time actually running a show with two beautiful boys. I love you guys so much already.
I think Gabe just needs to keep complimenting us and feeding our egos and it'll just be a great show.
Absolutely, because if you don't...
Guys, I know what how to keep you happy, and it's basically just like you have beautiful teeth. Your jaw is amazing. I love you both. You're very beautiful people. And now my turn. What do you got to say about me? And no, okay, moving on.
I think you've got a very endearing, dry personality that I really enjoy listening to.
Dry?
Not many lesbians like to be referred to as dry, but that's fine. It's early morning.
Oh, there's so much I want to say right now. Since it is our first time, we were speaking before. Well, you just went in before, Gabe.
Yep.
Your first time.
Straight in. And that's how we know it was her first time, because she was straight in. There was no no warm-up.
Went too fast too soon.
Were you saying your housemates were banging on the door?
Yeah. Well, my first time with a woman, I'm a bit of a late bloomer.
Yes.
So the first time with a woman, it was a house party at our house. This girl was actually worried. She's like, you don't have a lock on your door? And I was like, no, it's fine. Nobody's ever barged into my room. About 10 minutes later, there was three of them at the door.
You mean you didn't put a sock on the doorknob? You didn't have that kind of like...
If
the beds are rocking, don't come knocking type scenario.
I just thought there was a party going on. They had other things to do, but apparently not. I actually just remember I was like kind of lying on top of this girl, like trying to cover her because I was like, it's fine. It's so bad. It's the worst.
Maddie?
It's interesting because I'm the in-between and I would sort of jump from one to the other, but I suppose...
Right.
First time, gosh. Such
it can't be that long ago.
No, well, I was a very early. I was not like a come lately, and it was the girl across the road.
Oh, that's convenient.
It was a going away present. Because I moved from my small country town to the bigger one, and she was like, I've got a present for you. And she doesn't have that accent. I don't know what that was.
Zip.
But, so no, it was good. But it was very quick. I don't think we knew what we were doing. I don't even know. It's very, very weird. But, you know, it kept going in the laundry, under the dining room table.
Okay.
It just was like a thing. Every afternoon, some kids rode their skateboard and others.
And then you got
chased across the road. I don't know.
Don't forget the fabric softener.
And then you were chased out of town the next day.
Yeah. Pitchforked. Like, oh my goodness. First time's morning glory. This is where we're at. Maddie, Ben and Gabe on Joy.
I don't really know what to say, except maybe I just remember running for the bus one morning and it was over very fast.
Oh.
So you didn't have a Mikey?
Mikey came later. And then Daryl and Sebastian.
Well, I had to get to school. I had to find a way to get an education. So, you know, the bus driver got lucky that morning. Mine was over very quickly, and there's so much I don't want to say. What you did remind me of before, Maddie, was that, you know, you're with a girl. And this might surprise you guys, but I was actually pretty popular with the ladies when I was a small boy. I think I had my first girlfriend when I was like 6.
Wow.
The ladies really loved me.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they're ladies at 6
well,
years old.
Well, sorry, yeah, the girls.
And what was it? Was it, like, why do you think? What was it? Did you have that jaw structure then?
I think I was a pretty cute kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was a cute kid.
If I can get all our Joyster listeners out there to do anything, it is to go to our show page and just check out Ben's jaw.
It's divine.
It is, like, probably the most chiseled thing I've seen.
I don't think I had the jaw back then, but yeah, the ladies, they liked me.
But
yeah,
you were killing it with the ladies. I'm talking about first times. We've had some people sort of write into us. So, morning, guys. My first time was when I was 16. She was 19. She nearly killed me.
Well, that's enough said, isn't it?
Put his member out of shape for a week.
Oh.
Andy.
Andy.
Poor Andy.
Oh, I'm so sorry, buddy. That there's a collective pain in my groin area for you, Andy.
I would have thought at 19 she would know what she's doing, but...
Oh, well, this one's a little bit raunchy, isn't it?
hey, Gabe, show us your neck.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's... wow, okay.
So you know exactly
where
that's come
from? Can you even say that on air?
I don't know, that's a bit...
That's definitely from my girlfriend's just messaged. Ooh. And she's... I don't know.
Gabe has just gone bright red in the studio here.
I'm so embarrassed. We're going to move on. I'm not showing my neck. There's nothing there. It's just a neck. There's no bite marks. It's fine.
What's that song, My Neck, My Back, the next part I won't quite say?
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. So her phone is now confiscated.
Oh, and there it is.
Joy.
Good morning. This is Maddie.
This is Gabe. Ben.
Oh, we're just talking over each other. Get out of my way, Gabe.
Goodness.
I will not fight you.
No, please. It'd be over in a second.
Who would you reckon would win?
You would.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. I would throw my bets on you any day.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I'd beat you maybe in the outfit stakes, but you'd do like one little flick and I'd be like in hospital for weeks on end.
One little flick.
I need more calcium.
You thought he'd never ask.
Yeah. I was having a chat with my friends yesterday and one of my friends was telling me that he was listening to Katie Lang. Mm-hmm. Maddie, you surprised me before because you don't know the song Constant Craving by Katie Lang, which I feel like is a bit of a shocker.
I have no idea and I feel like I'm going to constantly surprise you with my inability to know music.
Well, that's a... I'm not a huge, like, one with knowing music, but K.D. Lang is definitely on my radar.
Particularly gay icons or dicons, yeah, as we're about to
so
talk
my,
about.
My mate was saying that, like, he was wondering, like, what would have been the gay icons for the 90s or more for lesbians. So I was like, oh, probably Alanis Morissette, maybe Melissa Etheridge.
Yep.
So and so.
Well, Ellen was 90s as well.
Yeah, but she wasn't really out then, was she? Like, she kind of didn't come out. I think she came out at the end of the 90s, and it was sort of like her career sort of plummeted for a bit. It wasn't until she had the revival with the show, the chat show.
Yeah, it did actually. And it was really insane as well because it was huge. She came out on her TV show and then all of a sudden it got ditched. It was weird. Anyway.
I have to just say I am a little bit of a lesbian trapped in a gay man's body. I actually do have two mums. So...
Hi, mums.
Hi, mums. But I don't just like Kylie. Like, I really like Melissa Etheridge, Sheryl Crow, Tegan and Sarah. I like those really lesbian-y artists.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to just say a really oddball one, and yes. I'm going to say Alice from The Brady Bunch. Do you guys ever watch that show?
Yeah, that's old school.
She's really old school. And she wasn't, like, obviously out, but it was, like, this huge sort of in-joke kind of thing.
You know more about... You're a better lesbian than I am.
Probably.
Joy.
We have been talking dicons this morning. We want to know your favourite dicon. Who is the dicon? What is the dicon? Who's the best one?
Well, they're lesbian icons.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're getting some great entries.
Who is the best one?
I don't know. Let's. So just to bring you up to speed on who's playing at home, we've had Ange said Magda. Sean said Dusty Springfield.
That's a really good
one. We've had K.D. Lang. We've had Darlene from Roseanne.
I love that one. I got really excited off air before when that one came through.
It's topical.
She wears flannelette shirts. Uh-huh. She's really cool and she's grunge.
Well, you know who else is cool and grunge? Oh, Penny Wong. Oh. We just had one come in to say you can't go wrong with Penny Wong. Now, I think that's her new political campaign. That I'd go for gold.
It's
with
so Wong, it's so right.
Can I just say, I reckon in a dream world, Penny Wong should be the Prime Minister of Australia. Mm. She is a ledge.
She is absolute champion.
And she has more balls than
what
half
about
the
lesge?
What?
A what?
A lesge.
Like a ledge, but a lesge.
But a lesge. Okay. Yeah. Okay, not my finest either at 19 minutes past 8.
I want to rock your world for a sec because I thought of a really good lesbian icon that people might not suspect. Did you guys ever watch Rugrats?
Yes.
Phil and Lil's mum. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, I'll have to get a photo up or something for you later. You know, fan theories, if you will.
All right.
She was a lesbian.
Phil and Lil? As in the twins?
Not the babies, their mum.
Well, activewear and she had like a...
Yeah, she was a businesswoman, right?
She was a raging.
No, that was Angelica's mum.
She was really like wacky and out there.
She wore a jumper and like...
Wore a jumper.
Yeah, she must be a lesbian. She wore a jumper. No, but she wore like, she was always wearing activewear and I feel like she always had like a sweatband on and she was always...
Did she?
Yeah.
I just always thought the dad, the partner, wasn't really like in the picture. It was more just like he was maybe the sperm donor, but that could be another fan theory. Speaking of lesbians, this is a terrible pun, but Gabe, you've got a new show.
Well, that's not a pun. That's a segue.
That's a segue,
if ever I've seen a segue.
You love your puns so much, Maddie. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to out-pun the king of puns, Ben.
I'll never be able to do it. Gabe, you've got a new show at Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Pretty
sure
Witty
do.
And Gabe.
Yes, I've done two. I've opened just this week, so I've had two shows. I've got a break tonight, but tomorrow night, if any listeners out there want to come along and see my show, if you go to the door, the show's at Sub Club in the city, if you go to the door and use the code word Morning Glory, you get 2-for-1 tickets.
Oh,
that's exciting.
And Morning Glory is always better with someone else. So, you know... And thrice the fun in here.
I'd rather not be there at your Morning Glory, but that's just me. That's a personal opinion.
What's your show about?
Look, it's very loosely a coming out story. It's not really. I was a late bloomer, so it's... I'm also an idiot, so that's no surprise.
I figured that out already.
Yeah.
No, I'm
sorry.
No.
So I guess it's just about me fumbling my way through life and trying to figure out who I am and what's going on around me. So...
Oh, well, we're all just winging it. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Who even are you people?
Exactly. Where are we? How did I get here?
Sorry, mate.
No, it's fine. You go.
What? How old were you when you came out, Gabe?
Oh, see, this is it. I've been trying to avoid telling you guys how old I am. Let's say.
Please enlighten
me. No, I was 36.
You're not that old?
Yeah.
Not that that's old. Guys, that's not old.
It's not old.
Can I. You need to go to our show page and look at Gabe. Not very much makes me speechless, but I'm about to. Really?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I would not lie about that. If I was going to lie, I'd say 26. But yeah,
that's where I'd place you.
Yeah, right. Cool. That's awesome. Is it because I skateboarded in here? I didn't.
What, like Darlene from Roseanne?
Yeah. I was going to wear my flannel, but today I'm wearing double denim, which still fits the brief.
It's more Charlene from Neighbours, who I think she was porking Scott. Who was Jason Donovan. So anyway,
yes, she was.
My friends used to have a joke because I'm just so freaking gay that I didn't even really have a coming out story. So when my mum was in labour, basically when they said the baby was crowning, instead of the head coming out, Kylie's ostrich feathers were like coming through. And so this big long feather headdress just sort of came out before like, and then they're like, oh, there's a baby's head. And I sort of like came out.
Yeah, I could imagine that you just, exactly. You just rolled out and then there was like a glitter cannon, I reckon, that come out. Like it wasn't afterbirth. It was just a whole lot of glitter.
And then my poor mum, she had to have two gay shirtless dancers come out as well, because then a full show just happened in the hospital room. Placenta was everywhere with glitter.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
What a beautiful song. That's Noah Kahan and Julia Michaels, Hurt Somebody.
Such a beautiful song. I really love it. Do you love it, Gabe?
Yeah, I do. It was lovely. Nice beat.
That's the nicest thing you've said about a song all day.
Oh, really? okay, fine. I was like, I thought I was always saying nice things about songs, but no.
You say nice things about everything. As we get to know each other and all of you out there, we will understand that Gabe knows very little about...
anything.
I didn't say that. You did. I reckon we've nearly had the 400,000 listeners of Joy text in today.
We have. It's huge.
It has been a very nice welcome. The welcome mat has been laid out.
I see what you did there. I'll pay that one, Benny. I'm impressed.
I did just wink at Maddie and it was very...
Yeah. He's smug. He's kind of just finished. He's gone, yep, I've had a good go. I've used my left and my right and now I'm going to roll over and go back to sleep for a little while. But we've been talking all about daikons, been talking who your favourite daikon is. And if you're still listening, you said, put me in the draw for the tickets.
Someone said before.
I bet they did.
I've got to stop giving these things to you, Maddie. Patty and Selma.
You've got to stop giving it to me. Are you kidding?
Morning.
Patty and Selma. What do you reckon about Patty and Selma? I reckon they're like the cartoon lesbian queens. Daikons.
Now, we've also had someone write in and said, how could we forget Xena and Gabrielle?
Oh, my God.
You know, a bit of Lucy Lawless action.
Of course.
Yeah.
Riding those horses around.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
All that
good
leather.
One.
Oh. When I was in primary school, and this won't surprise you guys, but... you know, remember Hercules, the show as well, that was on at the same time?
Yeah.
Never wanted to be Hercules, always played Xena.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, you did.
With my ring. You know, that
I bet you still play Xena with your ring, I'm sure.
Back up. Wait, okay, we've done
can
it again.
Call
oh, no.
Gabrielle and say, can you give me your pole? I don't know. You call in there.
Joy.
There's a whole lot of controversy going on right now with Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, who is the leader, the CEO,
the leader.
He's in Congress right now. He's being questioned. It's like a 2-day trial, if you will, over the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And there's been all this sort of hoo-ha going on right now about like information being shared and so forth. I got a really interesting notification yesterday. I'm not going to say who it is, but a guy that I kind of like, I'll just say X and Y. It said X and Y would like to meet up with you, plus 16 others. And I'm like,
oh,
he really likes me.
It is a bit of morning glory.
And is it a, I didn't want to invite all the others, but okay, sure, why not? Anyway, I opened it up. It turns out that Facebook has this Tinder-like style meetup thing going now where you can say if you want to meet up with friends.
Oh.
So they're basically kind of like puppet stringing you along. Why even make plans? Why even have a real life? Just let Facebook rule your world.
Mm. Well, I mean, we do, don't we?
Yeah, but do you really, are you down for that? Like, I think, I mean, come on, if I'm going to go out for coffee with you guys,
yeah.
I'm not going to go, oh, swipe, swipe, swipe. No, I'll just swipe right on Maddie and Gabe. I'm not going to have coffee with them. Like,
can you imagine if you don't match with your own friends? Like, if you were like, yes, I want to go on a coffee date with Gabe, and it's like,
well, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I don't know. Why not? Why not?
Are you down for it?
I'm on Facebook a fair bit. So if I'm on Facebook and I get a cheeky notification, exciting.
But this is where, so are people going to use it for, you know, wink, wink, hanky, panky, which is what I kind of would prefer to use it for.
Yeah, well, my friends, with your one.
Because I got excited with my little crush that came up. But I was like, oh, I'll give this a go. Let's see how it goes. But a friend of mine came up and I'm not going to town with my friend. They're my friend, you know. So.
No FWB?
Well, what's WB?
Friends with benefits.
Oh, okay. Okay.
None of that happening?
Well, if it... Okay.
Crickets.
Oh, what are you saying? It wasn't a joke, guys. It was a legitimate question.
Well, now you're looking at me like WB and I feel like you're asking me.
Yeah, not Warner Bros. Well, I was. I mean, you were telling us earlier about your first time and three others.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you're all about it. Hey, we've had a couple of other text messages coming in. We want to know all about your daikons. Rachel says, oh, definitely Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. You can't get a greater daikon duo, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you reckon you can? And then we've got my daikon is Havoc. And that's from Ange, who said, please put me in. She really wants to go
Ange.
And see you. Thanks, Ange. I'm going to have to look up all of these daikons.
I don't
no
know
idea.
Who Havoc is.
Nor do I. I just want to say I'm a big fan of Ellen and Portia, and I was like, not the best lesbian couple, because that would be me and my girlfriend, and she's listening, and I'm just... Don't
show us your neck, Gabe. Gabe, so Gabe, mosquitoes bite in Gabe's area, it would seem, and they just like the neck area.
You're the worst.
Joy.
Been listening to the first Morning Glory on Joy 94.9.
It's been fun.
It's been super fun.
It's been massive.
We need to not laugh or, you know, give anything to Maddie every time he does that sort of cheeky,
I see what you're doing here. Yeah, what is that?
I feel like you're this...
You've got your sass pot on this morning. I see.
I do it's have taking my hands on my hips.
That's how he finishes, Guy. This is Ben's big finish, right? We just he just goes and goes and goes, and then he explodes with an ejaculation of sass.
I'm going to make a call
all over
here.
My face.
Maddie, you're a very gorgeous 29, I have to just say.
Did you just...
Tell
everyone how old I am?
Well, yeah, but there's nothing to be ashamed of
29 going on 15.
29 and three quarters. But I feel like you're a 13-year-old boy trapped in a... Because you're just like, hey, does anyone like Playboy or something? Like,
by the way, Maddie.
Yes?
You've got your hat on backwards. You're doing it wrong. The peak's meant to go at the front.
Oh, I peaked hours ago.
Stop it. I've had so much fun. We are going to be here every Wednesday morning, 6:30 till 9.
Yeah, you're already up and we're going to keep you staying up.
Now, we've been talking daikons. We are giving away a double pass to Leah Deliria. Maddie has not got that name right once the whole morning.
It's big blue from Orange Is the New Black. I don't need
I've admitted that I dropped the soap for her, which is probably more than I should say. But we've been trying to get people's thoughts on daikons because she is a bit of a daikon. Who do we think is the winner? Who's it?
It's so close. We have had so many messages come through. It's hard to choose.
So many. It's been going off like a frog in a sock. We've had Magda. We've had Dusty Springfield. We've had Katie Lang, Darlene from Roseanne. Can't Go Wrong with Penny Wong. We've had Peppermint Patty, Zena and Gabrielle. We've had Heather Peace. We've had too many. I didn't even know there were that many in the world.
I think with a gay icon, though, it always makes... the least obvious one. It's always the unlikely figure. So Sharon Strzelecki, for example, that Magda plays in Kath and Kim, she wasn't really a lesbian, but, you know, she plays netball. She's got a really bad bowler cut.
Oh, no.
You're walking around with your goal defence smock on. You must be a lesbian.
I just think she kind of You just
hold a ball and pivot around. You don't know what to do with it. You don't move. So you must be a lesbian. Is that where we're going?
I'm interested and I like Kylie Minogue. Can't I just...
Keep it together, guys.
Sorry, what are you saying, Ben?
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, do you think we should give it to Magda?
As the winner? Like
and I reckon Ange is
just
a great
for everyone out there, Magda didn't actually write in. I wish.
No, but you know what? Magda is a huge daikon, and she did so much for the Yes campaign in Australia.
Yeah, and Magda is a huge fan of Morning Glory.
I think she's not a huge fan of the show. I think she wants nothing to do with it. I mean, the show, fine. Yeah. She loves our show.
I'm just going to say that, sure, you mightn't be able to see it as prominently as a female, but I'd imagine everyone likes to get up and get excited.
In the morning. Yeah. Of course they do.
Yeah, but...
Right, so it might not be glaringly obvious.
No.
But it's there. You've got it.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
Get up that excited. You know, I'm more like...
Are you
kidding?
What?
No, I have like a life coach that comes in. I'm like, no, I can't do it. And it's like a Lindsay Lohan reality show. And it takes me like 10 hours to get out of the house. Anyway, we're at the end of our show. We're going to be back next week. We're going to go back to the 90s because we've got Entrance on our show.
Oh,
does anyone remember those guys?
So do.
Yeah.
They've got this massive banger. They've got a massive banger. What was it?
Set You Free. Do you think I'm sexy?
Set You Free.
They're going to be coming to Australia. We're going to go back in the 90s, back in time. Manny's pretending he doesn't remember them because he's all like 13, even though he's 29. But I reckon he will.
Sass pot.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. Joy.org.au.